This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, friends, welcome into hour number two of our special Stand With Ukraine special with limited commercial interruption brought to you on that part by Biz Television Network and the Salem News Channel. Biz Television, a great over-the-air broadcast system that is operating in some 66 markets nationwide. If you have a good old-fashioned antenna, you just get it right on your television screen. You can also stream it off of BizTV.com. And Salem News Channel, which is an over-the-top television network, they populate places like Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple TV, and we are grateful to be in both universes and grateful for their partnerships. When I went to Scott Miller and to Phil Boyce both this week and said, gents, I just feel very burdened about the need to do something for Ukraine, they immediately said, how can we help? And they made it all possible so that tonight they're actually foregoing the revenue of their commercial breaks so that we can raise money for Christian Solidarity International to help Ukrainian families. And friends, I want you to take a look. So this last week, President Zelensky went to the Congress in America, and I know he was invited by Nancy Pelosi, but this is not a partisan thing, friends. And look, I had some friends this week that I ran into here in my town, and they were saying things like, you know, they were just repeating some of the conspiracy theories about all of this, and I don't believe any of them. I believe that Putin is a despot, a megalomaniac who's trying to reassemble the Soviet Union, and I think that he is trying to take something that he thinks he can take right now because the rest of the world is weak and will let him do it. And I think it's nothing more than that. And I think that he has been surprised and a little bit dismayed at how tough the resistance has been. Even though they thought they would take Kyiv in about 3 days, it's going on 4 weeks and they haven't taken that city yet. In fact, in some measures, they haven't really even made a dent in Kyiv. Now, there was some very heavy shelling today that city undertook. Also, Mariupol. And I saw for today, for the first time, the headline that Russia has invoked hypersonic missile use. Hypersonic missiles are what North Korea just tested a few weeks ago, in which they go up out of the atmosphere, and when they come back into the atmosphere, they are coming at a speed so fast that you can't even trace them. It's more than 3,000 miles per minute. So it's incredibly, incredibly difficult to stop if that's the degree of weaponry that they're willing to go to, if they're willing to use nukes, there's not going to be anything that's going to stop Mr. Putin from doing this. So we're just watching, like you, what the rest of the world will do about it. The president today spoke with President Xi of China and basically told him if he gets involved and takes Russia's side, there's going to be consequences. I have no idea what that means from our administration. It is oftentimes very confusing and very discouraging. But I wanted you to see this video that Mr. Zelensky played for the Congress. In fact, Ivan, go ahead and roll that, and I'll do some narration over the top of this. But this is just a series of scenes of some of the biggest cities, Odessa, Kherson, Kharkiv, many of them, so many of them, that in normal times what they look like. And then it's side by side with some of the bombs and the missiles hitting the buildings. Some of these are vacuum bombs, which we talked about last week, are basically evaporative bombs that when they hit, they ignite and ignite and ignite and can disintegrate human beings within seconds upon impact. And this is the weaponry and the attack that the Russians are carrying out, this type of grave destruction in these beautiful and great cities that have stood for all these years. Lots of victims, thousands of Ukrainians dead. They estimate that many thousands in the defense of the country have already occurred. They are burying them in mass graves because they don't have the ability to stop and hold funerals for all of them at the same time. And so there are many that are not going to be they're not even going to know where their relative is buried, which is the great sadness of something like this. And in the midst of all of this, the beautiful country of Ukraine turning into this this wasteland of destruction, you have these women and children that have gotten on trains. Fathers have put them on trains and have sent them out and said, get out as best you can. I will stay behind to defend the country, and then I will come and try to connect with you afterwards. Okay, I mean that's good. We can stop the video for now. But I wanted you to see that because it's such an A-B comparison. What the country was like before the invasion, and then what it is now in this mass desecrated graveyard in many of the cities that Russia have bombed. And even with that, they haven't been able to take control, which is rather remarkable, I think. It speaks to the resistance of the Ukrainian people. But what does that create? What has all of that unfolded then before our eyes? Well, it's unfolded a refugee crisis, the likes of which we haven't seen since World War II. 6 million displaced people, 3 million refugees in now NATO neighboring countries of the Ukraine. And they're running out of food. They're running out of places to house these people. So Christian Solidarity International, my very good partner that we've worked with in many different projects over the last few years. Most notably, we've helped rescue human slaves from Sudan through their work. But they've also worked in other oppressed situations. They work primarily, their main focus of what they do is to help oppressed people be free, particularly if they are oppressed for their religious beliefs. They immediately went to work. They set up a network of people that ranged from churches to seminaries to different organizations that have a Christian emphasis. And through that network of people, and they were very meticulous about how they set it up so that they could guarantee integrity to all that they were doing. They have now created hubs of activity in Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. And in these four countries where the bulk of the refugees are going to go, there's already 2 million in Poland, and the other three expect more than 1 million to come into their countries this week. They are there feeding people as they come in, people that don't have food, people that have been traveling and weren't able to take much of anything with them. They're going to need soap and toothpaste and basic necessities like a place to take a shower and a place to sleep. They're going to be providing these things. And friends, you provide those actually, technically. When you give a gift of $140, you're helping one Ukrainian family right now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Now, last hour, I said that the McCullough family would match all the activity that happened in that hour. I'm going to extend that for this next hour as well. So the McCulloughs, my family, my bride, my babies, we've been talking about this for 2 weeks. We are going to step up and match whatever comes in this hour as well. So I need you to put us to the test. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. $140 will save a family tonight. How many families could you save? If this was your wife and your children, and you were left behind defending the country, what degree of peace would it bring to your heart to know that somebody was going to make sure that they had something to eat, that somebody was going to make sure that they had a safe place to sleep that night? $140 is going to help that family right now. 888-342-1010. And as you already know, the need is enormous. 6 million displaced people. And by the way, CSI has people inside Ukraine. They've got people inside those four countries that we're working on. And they've got personnel in other places helping to organize logistics as well. This is a big operation. But they are attacking it with such force because we know that we have to be there to help those who are in need and have nowhere else to go. Think about the children. They were whisked away in the middle of the night. They're never going to see their home again. They're never going to have the stuffed animals that are on their bed to give them comfort in the evening, except for the one that they were able to grab and take out with them. But whatever you couldn't carry or wear when you left, that was it. There was nothing more for you. Whatever you got out with, that was it. And depending on what happens in the next days to come, you know, some of the buildings that they lived in may not even be standing. This is incredibly, incredibly traumatizing to young people, as Dr. Mark Siegel told us last hour. And just 1 year as a refugee brings about innumerable health challenges to the psychological welfare, to the spiritual welfare, to the physical welfare of that child. And I just want to make this last reminder. About 70% of the Ukraine considers itself to be Christian. And Christian Solidarity International believes that we should be helping our brothers and sisters in big ways. So please make the call. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Matching challenge this hour. Whatever you give, we're going to match. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I just want to remind you, friends, we have about 90 families that we are hoping to support. These are largely fatherless families that have escaped Ukraine. These are mothers with children. You know that we're pushing nearly 3 million refugees now into those that kind of wall of NATO countries, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Romania, Poland. They're all headed in there. They don't speak any of those languages. They speak Ukrainian and Russian. Their kids, you know, go to bed one night on a train and wake up the next morning in a Polish middle school, and they just don't know where they are. And, friends, this is really, really huge. They could only take what they could carry with them, but we can help supply food for them in the short run. Christian Solidarity International, my partners that I've worked with for more than 20 years, are there on the ground. They have operations in each of those countries. And for $140, you can feed that family and help rescue them with personal hygiene products and pillows and blankets and heaters and some of the sleeping spaces and other things that they need. We're on the ground, but we need your help.
888-342-1010.
Now, the aforementioned KT McFarland does join us. And KT, I know that as a longtime observer of national security and global defense things, you know, war is not something that necessarily freaks you out as a military-minded mom. But I do wonder if you have had specific thoughts about the moms escaping Ukraine over the last 21 days and what they've had to go through and what some of those observations might have been.
You know, what people don't understand is that the women and children who are leaving are being put on trains by the fathers and the husbands. That the fathers and the husbands have decided to stay behind. And these are, you know, these are school teachers. These are lawyers.
Yeah.
These are, you know, accountants. These are not soldiers who are staying behind. These are men who are all of a sudden learning how to pick up a gun and defend their homeland. And they're kissing their wives and children goodbye on those train stations, and nobody knows if they'll ever see each other again. So it's not only the tragedy of dislocation and of mass immigration and migration, that people being forced out of their countries, but for all they know, they never see their loved ones again. So it's even more important that people do it, anything they can, and particularly to support something as good as the program that you involved.
Well, the dads, you know, this has been a huge just burden of my heart. Like every night I go to bed and I think to myself, what if I had to put my bride and my little ones on a train and say goodbye? Like I'm not afraid to go use a gun and defend, you know, what we need to defend. But the idea that, I don't know, we have such a blessing here and we live in such freedom and we have such great lives by comparison to what those Ukrainian families are dealing with right now. And it really hit home. And I just really want people to get involved.
888-342-1010.
KT, where are we at with this war? Mr. Zelensky made his appeal. How was it received? From your perspective, what are the next right steps for the United States?
Well, his appeal, I mean, this guy is just the vision and embodiment of personal courage and patriotism for his country. What I'm concerned with is we're now in the next, probably within the next week, are going to enter a really, really dangerous phase. Because it's pretty clear the Russians aren't going to win. But can Vladimir Putin accept that? And what is the off-ramp? I'm very concerned, as I think you and I have talked offline about, this is the first time in my adult lifetime I've been really worried about the use of weapons of mass destruction. That I don't think Vladimir Putin can live with the idea that he's been defeated in Ukraine. So if the goal here is unconditional surrender of Putin, that's not going to happen. He's going to use weapons of mass destruction. Is there an off-ramp, though? Is there some way that he can be allowed to save face and go back to Russia and leave the people of Kiev in some kind of freedom to choose their own destiny? And I guess I keep coming back to, okay, so the Biden administration, they're punishing him. I get that. They're doing the sanctions. That's good. But what they're not doing is the one thing that would make a huge difference on Putin's behavior. Not that you're going to convince him out of it, but you're going to force him out of it. And here's why. If we were to use American energy, you know, that's what, $100 trillion that we have sitting in the ground, American oil and natural gas, start pumping it again and start exporting it. If we start pumping it again, it takes the price of oil down from $110 or $20 a barrel to $40 a barrel, which is where it was a year ago. What happens then? Putin's only export is oil and natural gas. That's how he's paying for this war. And if the United States sanctions them, you know, he'll just go sell the stuff to the Russians. He'll go sell it to somebody else at a high price. He'll still get the revenue. I think we should take a page out of the Reagan's Cold War victory, which is drive the price of energy down using whatever we can. In those years, in the 1980s, we got the Saudis to pump more oil. But now we have the ability to do that ourselves. Not only will it fix inflation at home, but it'll bankrupt Russia. You know, invasions are expensive, and this has gotten to be a very expensive invasion for him. And I think the only way you can really make the difference with him is to just take away his ability to make war.
Yeah.
Take away his mind.
What did you make of the revelation that he had reached out to China for help? Was that surprising? Were we taken by surprise by that?
Well, I wasn't taken by surprise. That's the only place he can turn. You know, I assume that what happened when they met in Beijing for the Beijing Olympics, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin cut a deal. So they had this joint statement of eternal friendship and no limits to our cooperation and love for each other. And I'm sure that Putin said, in fact, press reports indicate that Putin had said, look, I'm going to invade Ukraine. And the Chinese president said, would you wait until after the Olympics? So you've got to assume that a lot of talk was there about Ukraine, we'll take Ukraine, China, we'll take Taiwan right after you succeed in your glorious victory. Within 3 days, you'll own Ukraine. And I've got to also assume that Putin had a plan B, which is if somehow he got sanctioned and Western countries were not going to buy his oil and natural gas, that he would then sell it to the Chinese. The Chinese have made it very clear that they'll take any energy from Russia they can get. They're very happy for those pipelines to go east instead of to go to Western Europe. And if all that happened, then the Chinese are complicit, you know, knowledge before the fact of what went on. And I've got to assume, too, that Putin is now looking to China. He's running out of money.
Hmm.
And the only place he can find that money is China.
Are they gonna assist? Because they issue a statement this week saying that they are officially neutral in all this.
They are officially neutral. My guess is what happens is that China, always looking out for China, will take advantage of this and perhaps buy up some of, I mean, even some of Russian territory. You know, that they'll exchange Siberian land. The Russians will sell part of Siberia to China. China gets the resources of eastern Siberia, and then they can evade the sanctions that way. You know, the Russians, they're going to get increasingly desperate, which is why I worry about weapons of mass destruction. The Chinese, however, they have a different calculation here. They plan to take over the 21st century. I mean, there's nothing has changed that plan. But, however, they want to be perceived as deserving to take over the 21st century and rewrite the rules according to their own design. And if they're all of a sudden, instead of dealing with a Vladimir Putin, who a month ago was a strong man, you know, not very much liked, but certainly feared and respected, and all of a sudden he's an international pariah, and the only countries that are supporting Russia are Iran, North Korea, and China. I don't think China wants to be in that group.
Yeah.
China wants to be, they want to be seen as a good guy here, and that's why I think the Chinese are going to somehow try to step in and be a broker between Ukraine and China and Russia, or maybe a broker between the West and Russia.
He's a pariah that is going to be stuck in spring mud very soon. And I was listening to Mr. Carafano from the Heritage Foundation on Fox yesterday. It's one thing to move an army forward. To go backwards is harder sometimes. So we'll have to see.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. 888-342-1010. Dude, that is the number to Christian Solidarity International and for your opportunity to help us feed Ukrainian moms and children that have been forced to relocate into countries that they don't speak the languages of. The more I think about this, the more anxiety it brings me. All of these fatherless families that have been forced to get on trains and head out of the Ukraine and go to the neighboring country where they don't even speak, I mean, Ukrainians primarily speak Russian. If they don't speak Ukrainian, they speak Russian. And some of them speak both. A lot of them speak both. None of those languages are spoken in the NATO countries that they're being sent to. And there's 3 million of them. More than 50% of them are children. And it just weighs heavy on me. And I'm so thankful that Christian Solidarity International is there feeding, giving them heaters, blankets, pillows, getting them safe places to sleep. $140 helps rescue one of those families. How many families could you help us with? 888-342-1010. Kelsey Bowler is someone who has long advocated for the plight of women globally, and it's a passion that she and I talk about off the air at times. And Kelsey, I'm curious, since I just mentioned the Ukrainian moms specifically that have these huge tasks of trying to shepherd these families while their dads are fighting the bad guy, what are your thoughts about what they're up against and what they need right now?
My heart. And all these moms and all these dads. And also keep in mind, there's already a ton of orphans who need help. And unfortunately, they are getting caught in the middle of this. I know some families here in the United States were in the process of adopting some of them, and they just got caught up. And it's just so sad. I feel like in the past couple of years, we've seen children again and again be put last, whether it's COVID. They're the last to have to wear masks.
Yeah.
They're the last to face these vaccine mandates. And now when it comes to this war in Ukraine, in some cases, the fights between adults are overcoming the needs of these children, and their needs are immediate. I applaud you for fundraising, doing some great work over there. But we know there are moms and dads whose lives are being lost every day. There are innocent children. The video that President Zelensky shared with members of Congress yesterday was just heartbreaking. I mean, Putin is a war criminal. I don't know why that is difficult for anybody to say. And Americans need to be helping, whether it's us as individuals donating, voicing our support, or whether it's the administration and members of Congress giving these brave fighters what they need to have a chance.
I so agree with you. And if nothing else right now, Kelsey, to your point, if we can help just make sure that their wives and babies get fed, I mean, that will help them in their fight to keep their homeland free. So thank you for your kind words. 888-342-1010. Friends, if you would like to, we 140 will feed, will rescue and feed a family right now. And my question to my listeners has been, how many families can you help?
888-342-1010.
Let me ask you this, Kelsey. And I know that you and I have talked about this, but you know, you're a fairly young mom. You just had your second, and your first one's not that old. And I know that a lot of the stuff you were working on before parenthood came into sharper focus after you became a mom. And I'm just curious if the interpretation of the war is kind of meeting with that lens as well. And specifically, what it felt like to hear President Zelensky basically ask us to help him do what we asked people to help us do during World War II, and that was to preserve freedom and democracy and do the types of things that, you know, I think a desperate leader is needing done to help save his country. But how did that resonate with you in the stage of life you're in?
It's very emotional watching news right now with a 3.5-month-old baby in my arms. It makes everything very real. On top of it, this is my first boy. My first child was a girl. And so I think about, what if he was being asked to defend his country? What would he do? What would I want him to do? And I think that's important for Americans to think through. I think there's a very real and important debate going on about how do we help Ukraine without starting World War III and asking our sons and daughters to put their lives at risk. And I want to actually give credit to the brave journalists who are over there, some of who have tragically lost their lives covering this. And this news coverage they're bringing us is so incredibly important, because we know civilians are dying every day, and Putin is doing everything in his power to cover up those atrocities. And it is because of the work of these brave journalists. So, yes, all this becomes much more real being a mom. And it's just tragic. It breaks my heart.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, that was for King and Country and Dolly Parton and a song that was climbing the pop charts just a couple of years ago, but one that is very applicable to right now. God only knows what you've been through. And I can't help but think of that lyric and think of these moms and think of these babies and think of the dads that are separated from them. And what they must all be aching for in their heart, which is peace and to be left alone. And yet they have not had that because of the dictates of an evil person. An entire nation's life has been more or less ruined. And some of these families have now been in what will be inseparably, ruined, changed in different ways. Fathers will not come back to see their kids, not because they don't want to, but because they lost their lives trying to pay the ultimate price, to make the ultimate sacrifice so that their children can have something that they want them to have, and that is freedom. Rob Davis is back with me from CSI. And Rob, I don't know what it is about this particular circumstance, but the empathy that I have for these moms and for these children is it runs deep. Maybe it's just the fact that I am a dad and I try to picture what my children would be doing in that circumstance. But I think if we can put ourselves there, we certainly can on some level dig deep and say, yeah, we can make a gift right now. It may be tough times, but this is the right thing to do at this time.
Yeah, I think, you know, these poor people's lives have been changed forever. And as you said, some of them will come back home to no fathers, no husbands. Think about the kids who have been swept away in the middle of the night for fear of their lives, who won't go to bed again, maybe ever, in their room with their toys and their dolls and the things that they find comfort from. It's just a horrible, horrible situation that I don't think any of us have ever experienced anything close to or could imagine. And we're just glad that we're able to do something. Christian Solidarity International, for decades, has been addressing the needs, the most pressing needs, of those who are being persecuted. And I don't think we have to look far beyond our television screen and newscast to see that this is the most persecution that we've seen in our lifetime, or at least in the recent past.
Yeah.
It's in our face every day. People are experiencing this at the hands of a horrible, horrible maniac. And it's upending everything. So Christian Solidarity was blessed to have offices in Hungary and Czech Republic. We're working with people in Poland and Romania. We've got organizations we're connected to on the inside of Ukraine. And these are churches. These are community organizations, seminaries.
It really is a rather remarkable network, and you guys were able to put it all together in really short time. Because I remember when we had our first conversation, and you were like, "Yeah, let's do it, let's go." But you had to put this network of people that could work together, and because you know. These refugees, they've been on quite a journey. Ukraine is a long country. It is the second largest European country behind only Russia. And just on that train ride all the way west, and then in the last two or three days when Putin's thugs started targeting even the trains that were carrying the children, you know, it's just a frightening, harrowing journey. And then, as you just mentioned, they get to a country. Ukrainians and Russians speak a lot of Russian. In fact, the largest Russian-speaking population here in New York City is the Ukrainian community. But Poles don't speak Russian. The Hungarians don't speak Russian. The Czechs don't speak Russian. And Romanians don't speak Russian. Romanians come closest. Romanian and Russian are very similar, but they're all in a land where they don't know the tongue, and they don't know which end is up in many respects. And tonight, Christian Solidarity International, well, you can tell them, you guys are providing blankets and beds and food and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, let me just correct you nicely. Your listeners are providing them, right? Mm. I mean, we're the pass-through, but your listeners are making that difference. And and you know, let me just speak to something you said just a minute ago when you said we started the conversation and we put the network together. That even took us a little longer than we wanted to. But if I may, the reason it took us as long as it did was because of the integrity of the execution of this. And
right.
We wanted to make sure that if we came to you and your listeners and said, we've got a plan, this is going to work, that we actually had an execution plan so that everybody knew that every dollar that they gave did exactly what they thought it was going to do. So we would have liked to have moved even quicker, but putting that together with integrity was of the utmost importance.
Well,
possible.
The number one question I got in the first 3 days of the war was, Kevin, where can I give my money so that I know that it's going to the right place? And that integrity, friend, and you've heard me talk on this show so many years now about their work in Sudan and liberating slaves, and you, those of you that have participated, and there have been many hundreds of you that have now, you know yourself where your dollars have gone and how faithful they've been to do just that. So I feel very, very good having a relationship with CSI that I believe exceeds something like 20 years. And we are working together in this endeavor. They work all over the globe to help persecuted people. But in this particular situation, it's these moms, it's these children. And I don't know about you, Rob, but when I first saw those social media pictures on Instagram of the congregations meeting in the subway tunnels, singing praise to God. I didn't even know what language they were singing in, but you could tell that they were singing worship to God and that they were praying together and that they were as a congregation. They were hanging in there together. That bolstered, you know, something within me that said, these people are going to, they're going to fight through this. And they have a long way to go, and it's not even close to being over yet. But we can play a small role in giving them a plate of food, in giving them a blanket and a bed, and say, hey, tonight you don't have to worry about a bomb dropping on the building that you're sleeping in. And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, and what you just talked about with the worship, that's a whole other program topic, isn't it? The level of conviction that brings.
Yeah.
I hear people in extreme persecution just praising God. Wow. But can I thank a couple of people?
Real quickly, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Larry from Arizona. Thank you for, wow, you're gifted $1,000. We've got Amy from Ohio. Thank you for your gift of $30. And would you just scrape something together to help these folks as we try and meet the needs of people in situations that we haven't seen too often in our lifetime?
Yeah. All right, Rob Davis, thank you so much. Friends, we're going to take another moment here for you to go to the phone and make that call. Thank you again for this commercial free presentation from Salem News Channel and the Viz TV Television Network and your cooperation tonight. It makes all the difference. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Right, friends, final 4 minutes of this Stand With Ukraine special. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for those of you that have been with us for the last couple of hours. I want to say a big thank you to Viz Television Network and Salem News Channel for presenting this with limited commercial interruption. Just the top of the hour break was all we had, otherwise commercial free. I want to say thank you to Keith and Kristen Getty, Faith Hill, Zach Williams, Dolly Parton, Lauren Daigle, for King and Country, and Chris Tomlin and Thomas Rhett for their music performances tonight as well. All hopefully geared towards helping us think through what we are dealing with right now. And I guess on that note, I want to bring it to this. In the scriptures, there's an admonition. Jesus is asked by a person, what does it really mean to be a follower of you? What does it really look like? What does a real Christian look like? And the answer is simple. He says, to care for widows and orphans. Friends, tonight you have fatherless and husbandless families. They're not technically widows and orphans yet. Some of them are. They don't know. Some of them don't know. Some of them are going to be finding out. But it doesn't, the point I'm making is, it doesn't come to a more crystal clear understanding of where one can give their help that is more good than to care for those who are without fathers and without husbands. And tonight, friends, there are 6 million displaced people. More than half of those are children, and the moms that have those children, a mom may have 2 to 5 kids with her. She formerly had a partner to help parent those kids with. Now she's facing it alone, and she's facing it alone in a foreign nation, in a land she doesn't speak the language of, and in a place where she is completely dependent upon the generosity of strangers. Friends, my friends at Christian Solidarity International, and working with the churches and seminaries on the ground in the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Romania, are there to meet their needs tonight. And for $140, you can help one of those moms have a piece of sleep tonight that is a little bit more comforting than it was the night before. Because there's going to be some food that's going to come their way. They're going to have a place to sleep. They're going to have blankets to put over their little ones. They're not going to worry tonight that the building that they're in is going to get bombed. Friends, it is immeasurably important that you call right now, 888-342-1010. And as I said at the top of this hour, the McCullough family matching what you give in the hour. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I want to say thank you to everyone who was part of the Stand for Ukraine special. If you are watching on Biz TV, it's going to begin again immediately after we conclude at right at 11 o'clock Eastern. It'll be right back on. And for those of you on the Salem News Channel, it will be back at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. And for all of you listening by way of radio, thank you for being here as well. And we are just, I'm grateful for every one of you and for every gift you've given. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.